State Department spokesman Bernard Kalb resigned today because of the Reagan administration's alleged disinformation campaign against Libya. The Washington Post reported last week that the administration planted false information about Libya in an effort to destabilize the government of Muammar Gaddafi. Kalb today did not confirm or deny that such a campaign took place, but he said reports about it had damaged the credibility of the U.S. The State Department would not comment on Kalb's resignation. The State Department today criticized the Nicaraguan government for allegedly refusing to grant U.S. officials access to Eugene Hassenfus. He's the survivor of Sunday's plane crash inside Nicaragua. State Department spokesman Charles Redman.
Our representative was not received by the Nicaraguan government, and we view this with the utmost seriousness. The rendering of consular services is an essential part of the function of an embassy. The Sandinista government has once again taken action to make that function difficult and has raised the question of whether indeed a U.S. embassy can function normally in Nicaragua. We frankly cannot accept the delay in granting consular access, since the Sandinista government has apparently gone to some lengths to parade Mr. Hassenfus before the press, and considering the fact that a government spokesman stated clearly last night on American television that access would be granted.
Meanwhile, President Reagan today denied that the downed plane, allegedly carrying arms to Contra rebels, was operating under official U.S. orders. He also acknowledged that the government has been aware that private American groups and citizens have been helping the anti-government forces in Nicaragua.